Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 7 of John chapter 15. Jesus is speaking. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that a person will lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
Have you ever wondered why the Lord wants us to pray? After all, he controls everything, and his plans won't fail because of our lack of intercession. Yet amazingly, through prayer, he allows those of us who are believers the privilege of being involved in his work. Prayer connects inadequate people to an all-sufficient God. One of the reasons for prayer is that it teaches us to depend on God. That's why Philippians 4 verse 6 tells us to talk with our Heavenly Father about everything. James 4 verse 2 adds that sometimes the reason we don't receive is because we haven't bothered to ask. However, this doesn't mean we'll automatically receive whatever we request. God isn't subservient to us. He works all things after the counsel of His will, not ours. Another reason we should pray is because God wants us to bear much fruit. If we truly and humbly abide in Christ and His words abide in us, our requests will align with His will and we'll receive what we ask. Then our faith will be strengthened to trust Him in even greater ways. And the more we rely on Him to provide for us and guide us, the deeper our relationship with Him will grow.